You're tuned in to the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast.
Welcome back to the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast, where we are building connections, showcasing the impressive and inspiring movers and makers. I'm your host, Lenore, as you already know if you've been listening and or watching the show for a little while now. But today we're going to dig deep into who actually Brand Ambassador Select is, where we came from, the faces behind the emails, the faces behind the phone calls, and the faces behind our website as well. So I'm going to hand it off to our director, Felicia, to kick off today's show.
Hey. So here we are as a team, right, gals? So we're here basically to let everybody out there know that, you know, you can thrive in times, you can succeed, you can survive during times that are a little bit, not the norm for what we're used to. So we're going to tell you about how we became Brand Ambassador Select and where we are today, right? Brand Ambassador Select was a vision I had a little less than 2 years ago to create live events for corporate America and their lobbies, to their employees, as well as to communities, the Generation Active 55 adults as well. With that, we set out to do that goal and create those events, and we move forward. And it was a few months later after that we were booking our events down in different states across the U.S., and we brought on Candy at the time. And Candy was one of our gals who was thrown into everything, aside from Lenore, who's been with us, and she's been hosting our events for a while now, and we moved forward. Then COVID hit. We had a few things planned for Florida, for Georgia, looking into the New Jersey area, and when COVID hit, everything halted. Everything halted across the whole event industry, you know, overall. Remember that, gals? And Candy was with us for a little while, and here she is planning events for us, and Lenore's ready to host them, and we go, oh no, it's not happening. So what did we do as an event company? And this is something that I think people need to know, that you have to sort of press that reset button and figure where you can go from there. So here we are, beginning August right now, and 4 months ago, we got into a group together and I said, let's do something. Podcast came up. Perfect timing. Lenore being a radio personality, we knew we were going to get her in there. It would be an easy challenge for her. And she just went in there and took over. Candy, you now became a podcast booker.
Up top, girlfriend.
And here we are 4 months later. And we don't not only have a successful podcast, we also have another website that's out, Select Podcast Guest, which is basically another website that connects guests with podcasters and podcasters with guests so they can meet each other, connect. And now we're looking forward to a virtual summit that we're going to host hopefully this fall. So girls, what do you think? Did you even think that this would happen with us 4 months ago, 5 months ago?
Can, you can go first.
No. but knowing Felicia the way I do, COVID is not stopping her. Nothing's stopping her. She's forging ahead, and we're doing very well. I want to say I did start with Brand Ambassador Select 1 month before COVID. We switched gears so fast, and I'm lucky enough to work with these incredible women who Felicia has an incredible vision, and Lenore keeps us all in check.
True.
So, I can't tell if that's an insult or
a No, that's
problem,
good. It's great.
Yeah, you can take it both ways.
She proves her patience to me. So she, yes, we've had an incredible ride. We're on our 42nd podcast, I believe.
We're in the 40s at least.
Which is, it's just unbelievable. It's been great working with you ladies.
Well, yeah, that's good. She knows us. So she pretty much, I think that's one of the biggest things that any company that's out there or anybody, a small business that's starting out there, surround yourself with the people that make your team, who will make a team that is great. And I mean, honestly, accolades to both of you, because we wouldn't be where we are without your support, with supporting me and my visions and saying, I think we can branch off to the right, to the left, and have another little branch come up. And we also had Hannah on our team.
Yes,
she's
Hannah,
not here
to
today.
Hannah.
Yeah. So, she was there pushing forward to get us guests on our podcast. And, you know, our vision was, because we were an event industry, you know, an event company, bring our vendors in initially. Our thoughts were, okay, Felicia, can we do this? Will the vendors want to come on? You know what? That's a great way we started, because they needed another platform when they could not go out to live events. Remember, Lenore,
so,
you were at the live
shout
events.
Shout out to anyone, shout out to all the past guests. So thank
yes,
you for being
correct.
A part of the new, being a part of our family, and to all of the new ones that did join us for this brand new journey that we are on as the podcast, you know, journey. And it is a platform to give you another way to reach new people, reach new clientele, and ultimately the end goal is to make more revenue. Like, that's the dollar signs is really what we're looking
bottom
at.
Bottom line, we understand. Yeah, it is, right?
Yes. Yes. I'm totally new to this whole podcast scene.
Kenny was thrown into everything.
I truly am. It's been amazing. I'm still feeling my way. I mean, to all the guests that I've communicated with, hi.
This is the face.
You did help me along as much as I hope I helped you. I'm looking forward to the next 45 guests.
Oh, boy.
That's a lot of people.
Yes.
Lenora's going to be really talked out. She'll be like, who? What?
I do have to say, I'm not that I don't know things, but I think that not just me being on this side helps me learn more about other people and other individuals and other avenues of revenue and other markets and industries and things like that. So just listening to episode of the show gives you an idea of a wide variety of people out there who are movers and makers.
Correct. Yes. They are. And everybody who comes on your show is inspirational and they impress us every time. And then there's people who come on that we go, wow, they really impressed us, because it's like, and the conversations that you have sometimes, yes, are just incredible, because we're helping, you're helping. You're the face of our podcast. And, you know, granted, we're behind the scenes. Hi, everybody. Now you can see us. But you're the face. And that's a face that's the end. Candy can make that connection. I can make a connection. But when they're on air with you and you're guiding them, like, you know, we just had a guest that took a little longer for them to adjust to the camera, to the microphone, and you guided them. And so 30 minutes later...
We got
with your patience, patience that we need to say that sometimes she does not have.
Sometimes I have more patience than you guys think.
Okay. Well, Candy.
Obviously.
We don't see that side sometimes, but that's not, that's what it takes. That's what it takes to keep going. And, you know, one of the things we really want to let everybody know out there is you can be a small business. You can be an entrepreneur. You're doing your own thing. And it doesn't mean you have to have a team to surround yourself to grow and survive during this COVID era that we're all navigating through. Yeah, that we're all navigating through. You can surround yourself with that friend that you know who could basically be that support system and go, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. So I think our message most of the time is, as a small business, is do it. Keep pushing through. Don't give up, because once you give up, you know yourselves, you know people, there are people out there all around that just are waiting for this country to sort of open up again to take the next step. So our message, I think, is universal here. Do what you can to keep moving forward, because you know yourself. You're in the radio industry.
Maximize
as well.
Maximize your time.
Right.
We're
there you
doing
go.
Nothing. I mean, we're doing something. But we got all this time on our hands. If you're going to come out without a hobby or without anything, then...
Correct.
There's only so much TV you can watch.
Right. You know, you
can listen to the podcast while doing whatever you want and, like, teach yourself some things while you have nothing to do or cleaning and things right. like that. It's helpful.
I'm learning. I'm just learning.
Listen, we had a guest on that I downloaded his Audible book, and I was driving, and it was great. And
so you listened to it?
Yes. I don't care.
Book.
You know, it was
did
a great
too?
World War II.
Oh, gosh.
Shot down.
Steve Schneider.
Yep, exactly. Out to you, Steve. It's really...
Shot down. Awesome book.
Right. So, you know, we meet people along the way, and if anything, one of the things you do when you're doing a podcast and you're moving forward and you're networking, because this is what you are doing and what's what we do, we're building connections. So we're building connections between the guest, ourselves, and those brand messengers that are out there that are listening, who will spread that word for everybody. And I hope, and we always get great feedback, honestly, on the podcast, which is great. What would your message be to everybody out there right now?
Like in the event industry or just everybody?
The event industry, podcast industry, yeah.
The event industry,
it's
do
gonna come
some
back.
Events. Like, you can do them virtually, you can do them however you want.
Correct.
Like, they're making ways for concerts and other live events to do it, but do it right. Like, don't be stupid about it. Like,
right.
Set everything.
We had a virtual bingo game.
Yeah, I won.
At the beginning. Candy was in charge. That was her thing, yes.
And I was doing bingo with Veronica with
Correct.
Crystals for
Veronica
COVID
Cole,
during
right.
the whole time of, like, when we were really, like, not allowed
Locked
out
down.
Of our houses.
Well, we're Jersey, so if everybody needs to know that, we're
but
Jersey.
I think everyone's
so.
Allowed out of their house.
Yeah, well, we
like,
are.
We're not allowed out of the house. Like, just we can go other places in the supermarket these days.
We get to go to the supermarket.
Although when I do go to the supermarket, I still wear my gloves, gals. You know that.
We do.
But yeah, I'd say take advantage of the time you have now, so you're not behind in the next
couple
correct. Months.
And that's what's going to be the best part about us. And I really, I can't commend you any more than I can, you girls and Hannah. When we go back and we're doing our live events, watch out. Here we come. Because we've now grown our guests, grown our network. And you know what? When we go out and do our live events, those are the people we are going to reach out to and bring them out to introduce them to more people out there. And that's who we are. We're brand ambassadors and brand ambassador select. So we are select. We're a great group of select girls, huh? No comment.
Anyway, the new platform that we just launched is selectpodcastguest.com. That's selectpodcastguest.com. If you're a podcaster or if you would like to be on podcasts and be a guest, that's definitely the platform for you. We'll definitely bring back these gals later on to give you a lot more information on the new adventures that we have. But it is launched out right now, so you can go check it out. That's going to be a wrap on another episode of the Brand Ambassador Select podcast. More at brandambassadorselect.com. Hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and we will see you next time.